Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 7:40 on this Thursday morning. Next week, it's the fourth annual Swim Across America Motor City Mile. What exactly is that? Well, here to explain is somebody who's probably the perfect person to be doing something like this because he is an avid swimmer and a cancer survivor as well. He's from Huntington Woods, Michigan. Joins us right now, Chad Steed. Good morning, Chad.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Tell us what you're going to be doing next week on July 8th.
Yes, so July 8th, I will be down at the Detroit River swimming, probably my, I think this is my third Swim Across America event, the Motor City Mile, and it's a great opportunity to be able to raise money to battle cancer, to come up with money for research, and to be able to swim with a good number of people, all shapes and sizes, all speeds, all levels of talent. But really the main reason is there just to celebrate life, celebrate being able to raise money for research for cancer. And I'm really looking forward to it.
I want to talk a little bit more about that, about the swim and about your swimming background. Let's talk a little bit about your cancer diagnosis and when that happened, what you were diagnosed with, and how you are now.
Yeah, thank you. I was 29 years old, so I am 50 today. So it was a little while ago, 21 years ago. It was interesting. I was... it was about the summer, late summer. I honestly thought I had gotten like pink eye from a pool because I had my eyes were real red and it looked like they were swollen. And thought I might have got picked up pink eye in one of my eyes. And I went and got diagnosed thinking I'd get some drops and it'd all be cured and everything would be good. But ended up finding out the doctor said, no, this is not pink eye. This is some kind of growth. So ended up going to Beaumont for a for inspection to see what it was, and ended up finding out that I was positive with cancer for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and it was around the orbits of my eyes, which is a weird place to have cancer. But being 29 years old, it kind of shocked me, thinking, well, I'm too young for this. But as we all know, cancer doesn't discriminate. It doesn't matter if you're old, young, whoever you are, you can get cancer. So that was my story that I, when I found out that I had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Well, that had to have been frightening. My first fear would be, what's going to happen to my eyesight if this is attacking my eyes? Was that a concern for you?
Oh, absolutely. Being around the eyes, you have to be careful because whatever treatment I got, especially radiation, it could definitely damage your eyesight, or with cataracts, having to deal with that at a young age. Interesting stories. When I went for treatment, I ended up getting radiation. So to protect my eyes, they put, steel rods on the pupils so that a lot of the radiation wouldn't get into my eyesight and just kind of be around the orbits of the eyes. So when I ended up losing my hair, there was two little circles in the back of my head that I didn't lose hair. So everyone looked at it like, that's very odd. So, but you know what? That's the worst that happened. And the good news is after going to Ann Arbor, the Rogel Cancer Center there at the University of Michigan, ended up getting radiation treatment for almost 30 days and was able to beat it. I was able to 100%, 10 years later, 5 years later, be cancer-free. So I guess I'm considered a survivor. So luckily for me, it showed up in the eyes, because if it would have showed up somewhere else and I wouldn't have been able to see it, it could have got to another stage and it would have been a whole nother ball game.
Clearly, you had a desire to help with funding cancer research. You found the perfect way to do it with Swim Across America, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. Swimming's been a love of mine. I'm like many swimmers. I started when I was a little kid, swimming in summer leagues and swimming USA swimming in college. So swimming's always been an important part of my life. One of the things that people think kind of funny is that when I got diagnosed with cancer, the first question I had was, am I going to still be able to swim? So I really battling cancer and being a little worried, being so young and not understanding what that meant. I have to say swimming was there for me to keep me calm, keep the anxiety down. During my treatments, I still swam. And, swimming's always been kind of like my escape. Even though I've competed since a little kid, it's been the one thing that calms me. And so it was there for me. So to have the opportunity to be able to swim and be able to be a survivor and help other people with cancer and raise money for research, it was definitely a no-brainer.
We're talking with Chad Steed. He will be diving into the Detroit River on July 8th. That's a week from tomorrow for Swim Across America Motor City Mile Open Water Swim. Does this take you from Belle Isle to the mainland? Is that what happens, or what exactly goes on?
Yeah, we're right off the beach there, right by on Belle Isle by the yacht club. Mm-hmm. There's a half mile, there's a mile, and there's a 2 mile swim. So you can choose whichever distance you want to do. I'll be competing in the mile swim, and it'll be a lot of fun. Hopefully, it'll be a nice day, beautiful weather by the 8th. Hopefully, that water is warmed up a little bit, and it's going to be the perfect day.
Yeah, have you tested those waters yet?
I have not tested those waters. I'm sure it'll be a kind of a gas when I first dive in and get going, but it always feels good when you finish, so I'm looking forward to it.
Is there a website where people can connect with Swim Across America and find out more about what we've been talking about here?
Absolutely. Swim Across America, you can easily find it by Googling or Yahoo. You can find it on Facebook. And they do a really good job of being able to, if you do want to contribute, if you actually want to sign up, you can still sign up for the swim. If you're in the Detroit area and want to come down and cheer on the swimmers and see some amazing, hear amazing stories and see some amazing efforts, it's very accessible for anyone.
All right, fantastic. Well, good luck next week. I do hope you have nice weather. Hope that water warms up a little bit for you. And I hope you raise a lot of money, Chad.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your time
All right.
and your support.
Thank you. Bye-bye.